Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio World. What up? This is Brother B, and you're rocking with another episode of The Menu. Got my wonderful, wonderful people in the house. We got Big Red and Bad Applesauce, a.k.a. The Agenda, a.k.a. Nicole. What up?
What's up?
What up? What's going on? Big Red, where the hell are you? Oh, he can't hear Big Red.
she'll get on. Mika, feel better.
Yeah, what's up with her? Were y'all adventure? Y'all was eating that on the road food?
No, uh-uh.
Oh.
Mm-mm. No, we was just chilling. We had fun. We were too busy hugging up for men.
Oh, gosh.
You
no
saw.
Comment. No comment. No comment at all. Yeah, well, I hope you guys had a good time. Looks like
we
y'all
had
did.
A great time. You saw me cheesing.
Mm-hmm. It's just supernatural people.
Yes, I love them. Oh, yes, I had a great time.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
There I
finally.
Am.
What do you mean finally? I've been sitting here talking for 10 minutes. So?
Oh, well, I ain't hear you.
To myself, obviously. So I was sitting there, I was like, hello, hello. And all I heard, I'm hearing about everybody else and the road trips and all that other stuff. And I'm like, how come nobody can hear me? Oh, God.
Okay. Apparently the heat's getting into you if you talk to yourself. But anyway.
Exactly, because he was cold out.
What's up, y'all?
You zoned out.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm okay. Oh, just trying to beat the heat, I guess you could say that.
Ah, tell me about
it. Yeah, well, Mika said to see him. You know, her stomach hurts, so we don't know what that's
hurting.
All about. Yeah, we don't know what that's
don't
all
go
about.
Starting.
Huh?
Don't go starting.
We don't start no rumors. We're starting a rumor now.
Yeah, you trying to start a rumor.
Right. She ain't here to defend herself. So.
Defend herself.
It is what it is.
She can play back and get you later.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, tonight's topic, is it possible to be in love with two people? Who would like to start?
I'll start, I guess. I feel it's possible. Those feelings can go a long way. I mean, if it's possible for us to love more than one person, period. I mean, you know, like, you know, you love your, but there's different ways that you love everybody. Like, you love your kids one way, you love your husband another way, you love, your family member, you know, another family member. You know, it's different type of love, you know what I'm saying? So I feel it's possible. But you're talking about in terms of, like being torn between two lovers or like, I don't know.
Well, it's not so much torn. It's not so much a torn thing. And before I go any further, ask Bad Applesauce to step in. Once again, y'all rocking with The Menu. We got Nicole in the house, Big Red, and his brother B. You guys call in numbers 347-324-3395. So, Nick, what's your take on it?
Okay. Now, let me break it down.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Let me break it down, because there's a difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody. Now, it's possible to love more than one person, but to be in love with more than two people or two people, I say no. Because if I'm in love with that one person, there's not enough room in my heart to give to somebody else because I'm in love with that person. You understand? I just feel like I can't see it because I'm giving that person my everything and they're my everything. So I can't allow somebody else to come in there for me to catch feelings. To me, it's not genuine. to the person I'm so caught in love with. So I say for me, no.
Okay. Yeah, I can dig it. I mean, from my point of view, I mean, from where I stand, I've had that experience before, some time ago, and but of course, here come Nick saying, "Well, yeah, because that's you men."
But the difference between being in love with somebody and being in lust with somebody and loving somebody.
No, because you know what? All right, people like me, or individuals such as myself, like I've always stressed friendship first a lot of times. And when you have two people that you really regard as the individual that you have a high regard, you hold in high regard, it's like, yo, this is like my BFF, this is like my best female friend. And it'll always be more than one.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all just happen to go that way of intimacy, and it's like, damn, like what the hell do you do? It's like, you know what I'm saying? You find great qualities in both of them, and it's not always about the intimacy. Like I said, I mean, I always stress the friendship, but if you happen to have gone that route, and it's like, damn, like, I mean, I believe it is possible, you know, that you can be in love or have a great amount of love for more than just one person, you know, at the same time. I believe it's possible. You know, I would never say that I was torn in between, because it's like both people, like I said, had a high admiration for, in terms of respect. So it's like, well, damn, you know. That's not something you can flip a coin on. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. If I'm with somebody and I'm in love with that person, I don't see anybody else. So for me, I can't fall in love with somebody else I don't see, because my heart belongs to somebody else.
True. I get that.
That's the part I just don't understand. That's why I say, you know, do you know the difference between, yo, that's my girl, that's my dog, I love her, and the difference between, oh, my God, I'm in love with her, I can't live without her, I need her in my life. You know, there's a difference. There's that I love you, I give him a pound, I wish, that's my homie. You know, I hold him down, but there's a difference. You just have to know the difference. Or is that a lust thing? You know, that's what I'm trying to say, there's a difference. Do you know the difference?
Well, yeah, no. I mean, I believe I knew the difference, because, like I said, it was just more than a thing of lust. Like, it wasn't like the sex wasn't the thing that drove me to feel the way I felt. It was more on the lines of, like, you know, this is, like, the conversation, the chill time, like, everything was just, like, everything was just right there. It was just great. But then, of course, then another individual conversation and everything is, like, kicking it, and everything is just connecting, and you guys, and it's like, wow, you just got that vibe. I think I think it's possible for you to have that vibe with more than one person.
But if you kicking it with A and y'all a couple and you in love, how do you let B come in?
Well, that's the well,
unless
now, see,
unless
now,
there's a
well, wait a minute.
A.
Wait. Go ahead, Red.
Well,
hey,
you
Red.
Said okay, you a couple and you let B come in. I don't know. Maybe because you always have feelings for that. Like, you got a vibe with that. Like, you got the same type of vibe you got with A, you got with B also. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
maybe that could be it.
I don't know.
Well, my thing is this. I don't think that. Now, if there's a thing where it's not so much you have to let B come in. You don't even have to be with A. you can just have, it could just be two individuals that you're just like, wow, like, damn, I'm, like, I'm in, you know, you're in love with both these individuals. And it's not, and it's, and some people will not make that commitment for the sheer fact they don't want to have to choose. So they rather just kind of just like be without than just to make that choice between the two, because they don't want to give the other one up, you know, for the sake of the friendship. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I said, you know what? No, it's, listen. Don't act like you ain't never been there.
We all have.
We all been
there.
Nicole is bad apple sauce.
I'm keeping it 100.
She's a special breed. She just don't.
I'm calling you a fault. Like
now,
I said,
listen,
if I'm in a relationship, fine. Okay, all right, let's say I'm not in a relationship and I see two people, can I love both of them? It hasn't happened.
Okay.
It hasn't happened. Because 9 times out of 10,
maybe
a month, they'll fuck it up.
I don't even
like them anymore. So.
And there we have it.
But I mean, she said a good point when she said, like you said, it has to be like, you know, you have to be in love. In order to love, I think in order to love two people the same, like that, you have to be in love with both of them. And I think that's kind of hard to do, to be in love with both of them.
Yeah, how the hell that happen? How the hell you fall in love with two motherfuckers? Like, really? I could see me having a love for them. Like, you know, I love you. I've said it.
Right,
I love you. You know, I have no problem saying I love you. Was going around saying I'm in love with two people? No.
Well, first of all, you can't go around just saying that. I'm just talking about it's just how you feeling. And like I said, remember,
if I feel that way, I'm going to say it.
Okay. So, but you just because you haven't been there yet, you never know. You never know. Might creep up on that ass one day. Listen, OG, wait, who said it? It ain't never too late to learn to read. So it ain't never too late to anything else. You know them commercials back in the day? It's never too late to learn to read. So it's never too late for any of that to just pop up on your ass.
Nah.
Don't think it can't happen. Say that now. The next thing you know, boom, you get swept off your feet with three brooms. Then what you gonna do?
That ain't gonna happen unless I'm in a coma. That ain't gonna happen.
Why are you?
You know what? I'm sure you really know how to make somebody feel good about themselves. Let a dude cook you some dinner and then come out a little burnt.
You know what it is? Some Cajun chicken, baby.
No, that's burnt.
My fairy tale land is done. Okay, is that world of fairy tale and happy ever after or finding my that all that is gone, buried.
But see, that goes to the thing. Okay, so that goes to like what you always say about you have to tell the truth or you want the truth. Okay, y'all want the truth. So if I tell you the truth, just like you said, if the chicken is burnt, I'm gonna tell you. Listen, baby, that chicken is burnt. It's not Cajun. No, you can't throw no barbecue sauce on top of it and make it. No, it's burnt.
Well, if that's my husband and he's been good to me and he tried to cook for me, I would let it ride.
I'll give him constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Y'all
like,
are the worst.
Man, let me show you this other way that I learned, you know. I noticed that men are very weak. Yeah, I said it. Nicole said it. Bad apple sauce, a.k.a. the agenda. Men are very weak and they babies. They feelings get hurt very easily. And the minute they won't cook for you no more.
Yeah, let me say it in a nicer way. This is Big Red. I'm gonna say it in a nicer way. You guys have it's your ego. Your ego gets crushed very easily.
Same shit.
first of all. First of all, you know what? Your ribs will be showing before I ever cook for you again. First of all, that's real hard right there.
No more lamb chops.
No, hell no. You'll be like Woody Woodpecker in the cartoon where his ribs are showing his stomach started talking.
Oh, that's funny.
Because, yo, real talk.
Oh,
like,
God.
It's not so much about, like, oh, being weak or being whatever. It's just the thing is this. Just like women are emotional, there are men out there who have their emotional situations as well. And
at least
sometimes
we admit
they don't. Huh?
at least we admit it. One day my brother came to my house cranky, so you know what I did? I asked him if he wanted a pad. But you got the time of the month? What's going on? Y'all bleed too. You're like, nah, y'all, I can't with y'all. Y'all emotional, just like women, except for we admit it. Y'all would never admit it. Y'all babies. The minute y'all get hurt, y'all done. Oh, that would be looking, looking down in
my Wait. Y'all do the same damn thing.
Don't even try that.
But the difference is we're supposed to be like that because we're emotional creatures. Y'all are macho,
oh,
man.
Y'all supposed to be belligerent. And be like, oh,
nah.
How you doing, ma'am? Shut up. That's Nicole. That's Nicole right
yes.
there. How you doing, lady? Shut up. Just shut up. I just said good morning. She be in the restaurant. Waiter come up. Oh, would you like some coffee? Shut up. Just shut up. I don't want no damn coffee. I don't drink coffee. Like, wait a minute. I just asked you a question. Like, what's the problem?
Okay, that's rude. You should know the difference. That's a rude evil bitch. We're talking about, like, when we women get hurt, give us some time. A couple of months, we're going to cry and hate men. Then we're going to jump back up and hop on the next dick again and try again. Not you, motherfuckers. Y'all hate women forever. Y'all want to use them and just have sex with them and tell them lies and lesbian tales just to get what you want. And then y'all come up with the same excuse. I've been hurt, or I'm trying to get myself together, or man.
You're worse than like Simon Cowell on the show, man. Like you're bad.
I'm just saying. Just keep it 100. That's all. Like I wish a man would just walk up to you, just be honest. Like yo, what's up?
I don't know why you said that, Nicole. Because this one's about to say, oh, well, you know what? When we be honest, y'all can't take it. Y'all start doing it.
That's true.
You right,
listen,
but I would respect a man more if he said, you know what, I don't want a relationship right now. I'm just looking to have fun. He don't know.
All right.
I want to have fun, too.
I've heard that crap before, and you know what? It always gets thrown back in your face.
This is all you wanted.
You don't want love. Like, well, wait a minute. You knew what it was from the beginning because I came up to you and I was honest. Now, all of a sudden, I'm a bad guy because now, you know what I'm saying, it's been too long. It's like, all right, where's this going?
But
somebody
no, but y'all
usually
can't change
the woman
it up,
at where's
this is
going.
What, no, y'all mess it up.
No.
And y'all got to keep it. Let me
mess it up.
You got to keep it consistent. If you normally come over here, we drink, watch TV, smash, and you go the fuck home, you continue to do that. Don't all of a sudden, the 2 months later, now we laying in the bed cuddling. Now you're confusing the bitch. You can't do that.
Don't blame this on us.
You understand?
Don't blame
yes.
this. Keep
it the same way. Because now she's wondering, like, oh shit, wait, he's staying the night. We in the bed. He's coming to kiss her. Wait a minute. Am I getting him weak? Wait, let me find out. Well, maybe he was just tired. And then he come over, nigga, do it again. Now she's thinking, oh, shit, I might get a relationship. Then all of a sudden you come with your okie doke.
But wait a minute. No. You're not going to flip this. Because my
whole thing is,
how are you going to
flip that sucker like a pancake. I did.
See,
yeah,
no, because my problem. Now, see, now my issue is this: how are you going to sit there and say you knew what you knew how it started?
Okay,
you knew
well,
how it
speak
started,
louder than words. Action. If you don't want a relationship, don't act like
so
it.
So just.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, so wait a minute.
Action.
So you trying
keep
to tell
you?
Action
speak louder than words.
Brother B, we can't right, so, cuddle if we fuck buddy. We're not cuddling. We're not kissing. You hit it and you go in the fuck home. You
and this way, and
you
this way, and this is where we say what you say about is it you know possible to love two people? You can't you know it you can't have it both ways. It's either you gonna love one person, the other
exactly.
two people. It's like you know, or you just gonna like you gonna confuse the lust. I think you said it earlier. You're confusing the lust with the love.
Exactly.
No, no.
Because
you
just because me and you had
it.
sex, and then I may have sex with the next dude or another dude or whatever. That don't mean I'm in love with every damn body.
Listen,
call
3054. You're on the air with the minion.
Ladies.
Uh-oh.
You want a rumble? You want a rumble?
Well, thank you.
Listen.
Uh-oh.
Listen, I'm in the supermarket right now. I have to buy formula for the baby, so I got 2 minutes. Ladies, I have plenty of barbecue sauce to go around, so don't worry about that. And yes, of course you're going to have two people at one time. I love you, Nicole, and Big Red at the same time, so how about that?
That's love, but you're not in love. And that's what
you're
I'm
not in love, but you're not in love.
Oh, I mean, trust me. If you come over and taste my chicken, you really be in love with me. Both at the same time, okay?
So crazy.
I got some good chicken. I'm saying this out loud. People looking at me in the supermarket. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, God.
But before I go, here's my question. Do you believe in open relationships? If you,
hell
if
no, and Monique is
open
stupid.
Open relationships?
Yeah,
oh, no, hell no.
That.
Not if I'm married. If I'm not married, if me and this person just dealing with each other, that's a different story. Marriage is a different story. That's two
I'm
different
issues. I'm like sharing my food. I damn sure ain't sharing no dick.
but maybe open relationship might help the marriage or help the relationship in general.
That's
no.
going to fuck my head up. No,
uh-uh,
no. Then I might wake up and kill that nigga, don't.
No. No.
No.
Open relationships only work if you just, if y'all just, you know, cut buddies, you know, cutting buddies. But if you in a marriage and you took a vow and all that stuff, hell no, you ain't being no open relationship. But guess what? That dude and
no,
with,
some,
that,
some
with
have
most, that dude,
okay.
that dude might, huh?
Oh no, so I'm online. Go ahead.
Oh no, the dude
some
might that dude. Right, but that's what I'm saying. You saying open relationship? Listen. Dude might get on some other stuff and be, he might want to be a switch hitter. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
He might want to try something new, and it's like, no, we ain't doing that.
My thing is, why get married if you want to be in an open relationship?
Right,
just
absolutely.
Just to tell you being in a relationship. Because now you're playing with God.
Maybe for security purposes. Maybe for security reasons.
God you're messing with.
Nah,
like,
that's
well,
stupid.
Maybe for the reasons of security.
Nah.
I'm glad he brought that up. I didn't ever think about that. But yeah, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, some people may just, it's not the whole thing of playing around. It's just that some people like to have other options. But you may have two people who want to have options, but they want to have the security of each other as well.
Okay, now what about in the midst of playing around? They end up calling for somebody else and they want to leave
right.
their marriage.
Exactly.
You understand? I'm not
exactly.
playing fire because I don't like to get burned.
Exactly. I don't want to...
But,
well, that's the thing. You have to be in control of the situation.
You can't be in control
you're playing
like
around.
Well, you're talking from experience and from an older age. You're talking from an older age. What about these young kids that be hopping around left and right?
No. You got some older people that's. Let me tell you something.
Exactly.
Monique is stupid because let me tell you something. In another couple of months, she's going to be right. Huh?
Who the hell is Monique?
Monique from the Parkers.
It was on the internet. Didn't you see it?
Yeah, she got. And
no.
She was on somebody. Yeah, she got mad. Some dude she done married now, or I guess she's been married to him for a couple of years now, and they was discussing having an open relationship. And my thing is, like I said, I'm telling you, she's going to be back on that show a couple of years from now, and she'll be, oh, he was cheating on me with a man and a woman and a man. No, you're not. No, are you kidding me?
Well, listen, but the thing is, if you're going to go down that road, there has to be a flat out discussion, and there has to be rules. There's rules to it, and everybody has to respect the ground rules if you're going to go do
why
it.
So then why
get married
to that person?
I'm not getting married to somebody.
You may have two individuals. But they want the security. They want to be able to know that there's somebody to go home to or come home to.
I feel that's a control thing.
What, between two people?
Yeah, I'm not that. No, that. Oh, I wanna have an open relationship where, okay, we're married. I can go and just like you said, there's some rules or whatever. But I can go and sleep with somebody or date somebody or whatever. But as long as you're home or you're home for me to come home to, or you know, or when
no,
I get home, you gonna be there.
I'm talking about two people who agree on that same thing.
Not to me.
You're talking about two people who feel like, well, listen, we know what we both want to do, but at the same time, we know that we have the security of each other. It's not always a one-sided thing. Sometimes that open relationship is not always one-sided. It could be two adults that agree on the same thing.
But you can lose your security, though. You can lose your so-called security if you end up
mm-hmm.
falling for the next person and you want to keep with them.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. It depends on how strong of a foundation that you're building on in terms of the one that you're supposed to be secure with.
If you can see yourself letting some other man pound your woman.
Right, and then once again, remember what you just said, Nicole, that it was her. Was one of y'all saying it was her idea to do
I'm
open relationship? Once again, you're a woman. You're emotional. Listen, that's not gonna last too long.
I don't believe her.
Maybe she cheated on her, and she stepped up for low self-esteem.
But she's still married for the time being.
I feel that she has low self-esteem, and that maybe she just cheated on
whatever. Mm-hmm.
So that way,
How do you know that she may not have somebody else that she's digging in? You know, this is what she wants, and he's good with it.
I put the video on your wall.
Oh, well, guys, I'm totally sorry, but I have to go upstairs now and take care of the, you know, family drama as always. Have a good show tonight.
All right, brother.
The baby pick you up.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. No, but I'm just saying, if stuff like that has to be, once again, there has to be agreement on both sides. You can't just go out doing it and expect your partner to be with it. It has to be some type of agreement on both sides.
Right, but just like she said, now what if she, okay, it's agreement on both sides, okay. Now we're not saying just to do, but what if she deals with somebody and she ends up falling in love with this person, or she ends up, you know, like I said, she ends up falling in love with this person.
Well, check this out. Then, first of all, either he or she broke the rules of, you know what I'm saying, what they previously discussed.
Once you allow a door to be cracked, anything can walk through.
That's what I'm getting ready to say. You can put as much rules down as
you
want to.
That's why you keep the foundation strong by keeping the doors locked.
Right. I don't care how much rules you put to this. You cannot rule somebody's heart or their feelings. Ain't no way in hell you're going to tell me, like I said, she's a woman, she's emotional. You're going to go deal with some other man. You're married. You're going to go deal with some other man. You may sleep with this dude or whatever the case is. And you're not going to feel something for this guy. Or this guy may have qualities that the husband don't have, and then you might be like, well, damn.
Check this. Now, once again, I go back to everybody has, you know what I'm saying, their rules, how they go about stuff. Now, I've heard of situations where you had somebody dealing with somebody else, and the person was married, and then it was like, yo, like, he or she was like, yo, no kissing. Like, no kissing. Like, nah, no kissing. Like, it's straight, like, piece me off and it's a wrap. Like, that's that. Like, don't kiss me or nothing. And I was like, well, what was the reason? What was the reasoning for that? Like, I kind of got it. But then again, I was like, well, what was the reasoning for that? Because, like, they were not trying to go that extra step in terms of, like, I guess, intimacy or, because, you know, there's passion within that whole kissing thing. And I guess that individual just didn't want to go that far. It was like, listen, I just wanted to get my yipes, and then that's that.
Okay.
I don't, I like, we ain't doing all this hugging and kissing and this, that, and the third, and swapping the spit and drinking after each other.
Oh, but then like, if that's the case, there's no missionary, no riding. You hit it from the back because I don't want to see you.
And you know what? I've heard of stuff like this before. It's not something that's irregular. So with that being said, like I said, there are people out there that have their, you know, arrangements or their agreements, and I'm not going to knock their hustle. You also have situations where, I mean, yes, like I said before, I do believe it's possible to have feelings for more than one person.
Of course, you would say that.
Well, of course, yeah. You act like as a woman, it never happened to you. It never happened to you. Because I told that it happened to me before, but it didn't happen to you.
Of course it happened to you. It didn't happen to me because it just didn't. Like, it hasn't happened and it won't.
Red, has it happened to you, Red?
What, me being in love with two people?
Yeah.
That's happened to me.
Yeah, it happened. You took too long to answer. Yeah. You took too damn long to answer.
Yes, I have experienced that before. But just like she said, it's like, it wasn't an in-love type of thing. I love them, but it's not an in-love.
See, that don't count. That's a difference. There's a difference. Like, I have people I love. That's easy. Okay, yeah, I love this one. That one, you know, that's my boy. But in-love, that's some deep shit right there.
Right, that's deeper than yeah.
Yeah. No.
But
you kidding me? Because it's bad enough when that one person fucks you over, you want to end their life. Imagine trying to end two motherfuckers' lives because they pissed you off.
You're like the female version of Rambo. Like, you're just very harsh with it. Like, you're extremely harsh. Like, you're not open. Like, your whole, damn. Like, you look like you beat, like, you see a dude and just beat him on the street. Like, you look
just
like
punch him in his chest as soon as you
face. Like, you look like you're a rock.
No, I'm a sweetheart. But when you play games, that's when I'm gonna curse. That's when I'm gonna hurt you. Like the last dude, he was like, yo, let's talk about it here. If you want, I'll even let you beat me up. I said, no, I don't have to beat you up because I'm the verbal assassin. Sit down, watch, destroy your character. That's it. I'll destroy you verbally. By the time he left, by the time he walked out my house, I think he left his dick here. So, nah, I ain't got time.
Oh, God.
There's no even ground with you. Like, you.
Yes,
you
brother B, yes, there is. Tell the fucking shit.
No, there's not.
That's it.
No.
No, really?
No, listen. No. Listen, you could turn around. You could turn around and wake up with a dude in the morning and be like, I want some pancakes and sausage. And you turn around, you make your pancakes and sausage. Like, that's not the sausage that I wanted. I wanted the other type of sausage. And I was like, okay, and my pancakes are not as round as they should be. And you need to go back and make, like, you be, yo.
No, brother,
man.
I'm not like that at all. I am the sweetest person in the world. I don't like games. Come correct or don't come at all.
Come at
you
all.
Nobody
right.
says it's game.
Don't come with me.
Not everything is game.
Listen, to me, everything is black and white. I don't see gray. Either you want a relationship or you don't. Don't come with me with, you know, let's see where this
relationship
goes.
Relationship comes in all levels.
Now, fuck that. Basically, what you're trying to say is let me fuck you until the right bitch come along. Okay? Nah. Black or white. There is no gray area. I'm going to hear that. and we're not going to see where this can go, or let's just chill it. Nah, fuck that, because that's a past. The fuck other bitches. Nah, not always.
Yo, why does every woman seem to think, listen, once again, like I said, is it possible to be in love with two people? I believe it, but it doesn't always have to be about intimacy. You know what I'm saying? It could just be
of
a relationship.
Right,
the
but
friendship
see, the problem
general.
Is, that's what you dudes, that's what y'all seem to think that's what includes intimacy. It's like, oh, I gotta have sex with her and want to see how I feel. I gotta have sex to see how I feel.
Women are not like that.
You're bigot. You're bigot.
Oh, God. There
no.
we go. Bigot. Female chauvinist and all that.
No.
You're bigot.
I just explained to you that if you want to keep it sexual, but don't throw in no hugs and kisses. So, no, you got to keep it 100. If you want this to be a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, that's what it's going to be. There's going to be no hugs, no kissing.
Well, you can't spend
the night.
Let's take sex out of it. And what
mm-hmm.
you
okay.
have
sex
this...
out of it.
Oh, shit. You know what, God damn it? I don't, yo, dude. Did you drink today? Did you have a drink today?
Oh, wait, of course I did.
Are you having a drink now?
No, I'm good.
You said take sex out of it, right?
Take sex
all right,
out
if
of
we
it.
So if we take sex out of it, then we're just friends.
Yeah, but there's friends. But, yo, you can't say that it's not possible for you to have feelings for two people, and it doesn't have to always be on that intimate level, because some people may not want the intimacy because they don't want to, once again, they don't want to feel like they're choosing between the two.
Yeah, but that's mostly on the female side. The dudes, most of the dudes
once
don't
again,
think
stop.
That way.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Here we go.
Bra-hugging ass women. I'm tired of y'all. Keep wanting to say, oh, but y'all men, y'all think like this, y'all do that, just this, that, the third, blah, blah, blah. Listen, stop labeling. That's your problem right there, first and foremost.
Oh, boy, here we
stop
go.
Stop labeling.
Exactly,
all
here we go.
Say.
Hold on,
stop
I forgot my violin.
Listen, yo, there's a big difference between going to Macy's and buying underwear and Victoria's Secret. There's a difference, right?
Yeah,
make your ass on sale.
But the whole thing is my attitude is like, yo, you can't just collectively label every dude the same. That's not fair. Just like we can't sit there and collectively label every woman the same. It's
yeah, but
not,
you but
not
men
not
do
fair.
It. But the
but
men
y'all,
do
but
it.
But they do it.
Listen, those are the ones who
and
win.
Ain't got nobody backing you up.
Yeah, of course I got them. I'm always on my own.
Yeah.
Once again, that's why I did the show, because you know what? People don't want to communicate anymore. People don't want to talk anymore. They have these little bogus ass, you know. They it's like they shout at each other or they say.
There's a handbook out there.
But nobody
you know
really
that, right?
wants to communicate.
There's a handbook out right. there for you men. There's a handbook out there for you men that you use to play women. Y'all do, I don't know what page it's on.
What
but
handbook
y'all
is this?
Like this. Y'all
it's an handbook?
I think so, because they recite the same
oh
shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I swear. Big Red, tell me brother,
Jesus.
B, we had this conversation earlier. B, we had this conversation
Jesus,
earlier.
Jesus, take the wheel.
You made me pissed off. He pissed me off today. I was in a good mood. I was feeling horny. I thought I might call up somebody. By the time I was done with him, I was hating men again. I was like, you know
good.
What? I'm done. I'm
good.
Done. I'm done.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
glad I saved
I'm
you.
Done.
And you. Now
I'm
you,
done.
Now you stayed on your path. You stayed on the path you're supposed to stay on. God told me to talk to you, and then boom. Now you stay where you're supposed to stay. Stay the course, damn it.
You know what?
Stay the course. Don't get mad at me. Don't drop that in my lap.
Yeah.
No, because yo, you can't. Like I said, we can't generalize. And I don't think it's fair to generalize. And I think that's one of the issues between men and women, that everybody wants to keep generalizing.
But
men,
you know why
say,
it's
oh,
like that?
Women like this. And women want to say, oh, all men are like this.
But you know why it's like that? Because nobody, it's like until you get proven, it's like until you get proven wrong, just like they say there's aliens on Mars or one of them damn planets. Until you show me that damn alien, I ain't gonna believe you. So that's the way it is. It's like I can't see no further than what I've been shown already.
So
exactly.
What y'all call me the unicorn, right? So you see,
I'm messing around.
So
I'm telling you like that.
There must be others out there.
But
there
guess
must be
what?
Others out there.
Yeah, you're right. But guess what? I haven't found any. I'm 44 years old. I'm not married. Okay. I have two children. Where I haven't found them.
You know why that might be your fault? Because you're too busy damn generalizing. That's why.
No, he's
damn. In your face.
No, I've tried. No, you stupid.
No.
In your face. No, my thing is this. If I give these guys a chance, as soon as I give you a chance, if I don't say the right thing, or because I don't do certain things that other women do, like, okay, I'm gonna say for instance, I took a cab last week, and this man, this Haitian man, I don't know who in the hell he thought he was way older than me, but the way he was talking, he was like, oh, the man is over the woman, and I'm the king, and this, that, and the other. This white dog, are you serious with all this you're talking?
But
he's good.
Because
I
would have
walked
people,
away from
a lot
him.
Of men, a lot
Wait,
of men
but,
that live outside of this country, they have, listen, from whether it's Puerto Rico, whether it's
Wait,
Haiti,
let me ask,
Jamaica, West Indies, they all have a certain, it's the man first and the woman second. That's how
right, but wait a minute. Let me tell you what he said before he started all of that. First of all, when I get in the cab, he's gonna ask me, "Oh, can I ask you a question?" I say, "Yeah." "Oh, can I stop and pick up my girlfriend because I have to go to Manhattan to put some money in her bank?" I say, "No, sir. I have an appointment to go to. We don't have time for that." Then wait a minute. Then in the same breath at that, a little later on while we're driving downtown, he going to tell me about, oh, he got hit. He going to go. His wife is going food shopping, and he going to go with her because he don't like the stuff that she bought. I said, first of all, I'm saying to myself, didn't you just say something about your girlfriend, and now you're telling me about your wife, and now you're going to tell me all this stuff about you king and all that? Sir,
but
you
believe
alone.
That?
I don't want to be bothered.
You believe,
huh?
But you believe that? You believe that?
Yes,
that
I believe it.
That's your problem. Why you listen? You don't know this dude from a hole in the wall yet. You gonna believe the stuff that he's spewing? Come
no,
on,
I'm
man.
Supposed to believe
right.
that. I'm just
faithful?
Saying it's not. First of all, it's not about
you know
whether believing him or not or whatever. I'm not. I wasn't trying to highlight because first of all, he's gonna be like, oh, take my number. So I said, all right. I put it in my, I told him, I said, let me get a pen, so I can write, oh, no, I want you to put that number in your phone. Sir, I'm not putting my number in my, no fire
listen.
Phone, so you can think you want to sit up here and be calling me and stalking the hell out of me. Sir,
listen,
leave me the hell alone.
Listen. Big Red.
Yes.
Look out your window. It's raining ice cream.
Yo.
You ain't believe that, but you going to believe what this dude's saying.
No, I'm not believing. No. First of all, you know me better than that, cuz why would you think that I believe something like that? I know the man was just running his mouth.
Bad applesauce would believe it.
No. I see that man. I knew that man was full of crap, but like I said, my thing is this. Anything is possible in this world today. So, in a way, I did believe it, but my thing is this.
I believe.
You tell me about your wife. Now, my thing is this. Now, if I was really stupid, I probably would have been impressed by that. And I think that's what it is. He probably had women, or he probably talked to women that are impressed by something like that.
Yeah.
So he thought he would try that out on me and thought I was going to be like, oh, okay. And mind you, dog, you as old as my father. Are you kidding me? Hell no. I don't want nobody that damn old.
Hell no. That nigga
get the hell out of here.
No.
Exactly. That man had to be at least 60 or 70 years old, and you talking all this crap that you think I'm going to go for that turf, leave me the hell alone. I ain't got no time for that. Hell no. But I'm just saying, but you have younger people, or not younger men like in their 20s, but you have men that are my age, and they talk the same crap. Oh, yeah, my girlfriend, and I got a wife, and I got a woman, and I got this, and this, that, and I'm this. Come on. I'm like,
yeah,
and
you know how many married men got girlfriends? Please.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like,
wait, whoa,
you talk
whoa,
that.
But how many married women got boyfriends?
Not too many.
There's more men
now,
that
you know why?
Women.
You know why? You know why? Because women ain't talking about it. See, that's the problem. These asshole dudes are out here talking their business. I know some assholes at my job who they marry, but then they talking about who they messing with on the job. Assholes.
Mm-hmm.
But women, they was very discreet. They're like, huh? What? I don't know what you're talking about. I love my
power.
And then put the ring all in your face. But meanwhile, right. It's like, because my whole thing is this. What goes on between you, your husband, and you and God, that's between you and God. So nobody else need to be knowing your business like that. And I respect that. But when you start putting your stuff out there, then that's different.
Right.
That's right. You change the game. Like, you label yourself. And you label yourself, in my opinion, an asshole. You don't put your business in the street. Then nobody can't say anything. But dudes, for some reason, they feel like it's a badge of my, oh, yeah, I got these two chicks, or I got my
mm-hmm.
wife, I got two
mm-hmm.
girlfriends. Like,
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. How are we supposed to think any different about men, or any different that, or there's any men out there that are different if we haven't
deal with them on a case-to-case basis.
Right, exactly. You're right. You're right, but that's my whole point. How are you supposed to find out who is going to be a good one or a decent one unless you deal with them? And then when you find out that they're assholes, it's just like, all right, I can't be bothered. It's like,
well,
exactly.
Listen,
then you get turned off and you want to kick them out the window.
Right, or kick them in their ass.
I mean, me personally, like I said, I mean, even though this was an interesting, you know, topic, It's tainted, especially for women nowadays. It's like it's just the game is real bad for y'all. It's just very bad for women. The dudes out there, I've been noticed that. Like, the dudes out there nowadays, some of them ain't worth the drawers they with.
Nope, they wear Pampers and they want you to take care of them.
Because they wear some drawers that somebody else brought them. That's why.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they don't
want to
pay
no
bills. They don't want to do shit.
They said, don't buy no drawers.
Yeah, don't buy no drawers.
Yeah,
and that's the problem. We had this conversation before. You can't keep giving them passes. You know what I'm saying?
No, you cannot keep.
It's like I said.
Okay, so then
why is it so hard to like actually have someone that like you're very interested in? Like, it seems like people don't do that anymore. Like, oh, you're only very interested what because a little bit of what you perceive as conversation, and then the physical aspects after that. Like, is that what relationships have come to? Because that's why shit don't last long, because people are not going for other people that have substance. People are not looking for substance anymore. That's the problem. But then
you're
there's
right.
a lot of people out here that don't have substance.
Because it's all about, just like you said, they more looking at the physical. They don't think about anything else other than that. It's just like, but see, that's what I'm saying. It's more, like I said, I'm going to say it again. It's more you guys, once y'all look at, and I'm not you personally because you're the unicorn. We know that.
I know me.
But I'm just saying, most dudes, like, you know what's so funny? When I go out
you be quiet.
Sometimes,
I got a beef with you, so anyway.
Look, if I'm standing at the bus stop and I'm waiting for the bus or whatever, I watch men. And my thing is, they watch women so hard. Like, yo, some of these dudes be walking into shit. That's how hard they watching a woman.
Okay.
And I'm
like,
yo,
is
that
what they see?
Wait a minute, I understand
like
that. But my thing is, if you like what you see, instead of looking that hard or looking like that, why don't you try maybe saying something or maybe complimenting not her body, but compliment maybe what she has on or say hello, how are you,
Because you'll have because it'll be the day when you run into somebody like the agenda, and then she'll be like, "Please, nigga, get out of here, beat it."
You know better than that.
It's about what you say. First of all, it's about what you say and how you say it. That's the problem with men. It's what you say and how you say it. Like I said, I shut down dudes all the time. It ain't that hot out here. Why don't you smile? Nigga, don't you see me sweating? Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
We had this conversation. Remember we had this conversation a while ago about how
I
used to be at my job at 2 o'clock in the morning.
At 3 o'clock in the morning and say hi, motherfucker.
So why do white women or the Asian women and everybody else are like, hi? How are you doing?
Asian women and the white women be the one calling 911. Somebody knock me upside my head.
Yeah, they got kidnapped and shit. Nah, it's supposed to be at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Not at 3 o'clock in the morning. Black women know better. Listen, when I used to come home late at night, plenty of dudes used to try to talk to me. I'd be like, sir, move along. I'm going. I want to make it to my house. I don't want to do. Oh, can you stop and talk to me for a minute? No. And you drag my ass to somebody alley or yoke me up by my neck and take me to somebody park or something like that. Beat my ass.
Not at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm telling you, they
and
used to call
again,
it. Somebody knocked me upside my head and took my purse. Oh, listen, Lord.
And you know what? And this is why you see the title of this, the title of the topic. Is it possible? So you know what? Maybe years ago. But see, nowadays, everybody is too suspect of one another. Everybody is mistrusting of one another. Everybody is just like,
Because y'all men lie. Not all y'all, but the majority.
No, he's just saying that in general, people are just too, not even men and women, they're just not trusting of each other now.
Of course not. People keep fucking up.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
You're like a big ass pitcher of Kool-Aid with no sugar in sight. Come on, man.
That is so not true. Sweetheart, I'm a sweetheart.
Let me ask you a question. What's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh my God.
So you know the bitch that lives within me.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Brother B, you ain't got no wins there. Let me tell you something about them Virgos.
I wasn't trying to argue with you down to the very last compound, okay? I wasn't trying to argue or win or nothing.
You ain't gonna never win with a Virgo.
You know why?
Never.
Because you're crazy. You can't argue with a crazy mind. That's right. You can't argue with a crazy mind. That's like running up in a knife fight with a Q-tip. What do you expect?
You ain't having no wins with no Virgo, boy. They did.
Listen. Never did you ever hear me say, I'm going in to win. No, you ain't hear me say nothing about that. I'm just stating my case. That's that.
Like I said, you
just take it way over there. Way over yonder.
No, she's telling the truth, though. I'm telling you the shit.
Matter of fact, I'm keeping it real
and telling you the shit I've seen, the games that run, and I'll be the first one to come out and say, I'm not having that shit. So these men don't know how to talk to women. Don't approach me with your ma, because I'm not a yo and I'm not your ma. You understand? If it's morning, good morning. If it's afternoon, good afternoon. These people need to learn some fucking manners.
Some etiquette and some manners.
Wait, now. There's been times where I approached a woman just to be nice. Now, I didn't want anything. I didn't want their phone number. But maybe I was in a good mood, and I just said, oh, good morning. And they look at me like, what are you talking
Brother
about?
B, you look scary.
Oh, now let's get, you know what?
I told you that.
You know what? You like that episode of the Little Rascals where Spanky was on stage, the Friends, Romans, and then they start spitting spitballs at
him
and stuff like
Romans
that.
Friends,
like, Romans,
and
countrymen. You just really like, yo.
Oh, my God. You just spit the thing back.
I look scary. I've never seen you smile,
and I'm gonna look through your pictures just to look for one. I don't get paid to smile. Whatever. I told you I used to call you the Black Sergeant Slaughter. Okay, and
Sergeant
you know how
Slaughter.
You know how you look.
At least you listen. When shit popped off, you know who to come to. That's all you need to know. As long as you feel protected, that's that. So I ain't got a smile. Smiling ain't all for me.
So the people, they know how to take you. I mean, you know, like, hello, did you grunt? Hello. I mean, what's the fuck?
She said, did you grunt?
I can't, man. That's right. Like this whole topic just went out the window because you threw it. Like you just threw it out the window. Because, like I said, I stay on my ground, and I do believe that it is possible, whether it's with intimacy or without intimacy. I believe it is possible to have feelings for more than just one person at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe it's true. I believe it's possible. It doesn't have to be luck. It doesn't have to be, once again, intimacy, sexual, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't always have to be that. It could just be kindred spirits. And, of course, another kindred spirit. And it's like, wow, like, what do you do?
But okay, so now you're saying it's possible to have two kindred spirits?
The what?
So now it's possible to have more than one kindred spirit?
Of course, like why not? Like you know why it never happened to you? Because you telling everybody shut the hell up, get out of my face. That's why. You tell everybody get out of my house, get rocks, get to stepping. Get to step. That's all you say. You might as well just walk around with a little recorder.
I give people a chance. You understand
you
when
do?
They mess up? Yes. I give them more than enough. I give them a chance. He messed
Give
up.
You enough room to hang yourself.
Exactly. I could have burnt his clothes,
listen,
but I didn't.
Listen.
I packed it up.
The way she sounds, it sounds like it's a half an inch of rope. As soon as you take the boom, I'm hanging you. You can't hang nobody with a half an inch of rope. Like, it's just a little piece of rope. It's like, oh, you did it. You done now.
Well, you should
like,
you still can choke somebody with it.
With a half an inch?
Brother B, I just sit back and let them hang themselves. And I remember shit. I sit back and I'm like, okay. I watch how a person moves.
Yep, exactly.
That's all. I go about how they move.
Gotta
I'm
watch how
nice,
these people move these
no,
days.
I don't want nobody coming near me now. Before,
and that's
I was
the thing.
Like, no, now no. Go away.
Yeah, you got to watch people. Like I said, it's just the fact that, I mean, maybe at one time or maybe if you find that person that you can be, you know, that you can love or be in love with or whatever, but it's so hard to find that now because, like I said, nobody, you can't trust people anymore the way you used to.
Exactly.
And everybody's looking for a come-up. Everybody's looking for a come-up. So you don't know if that person is what? Oh,
it's
well,
sad.
They want
the money or they're abusive. I've been through it all. I've been in an abusive relationship. I've been through everything. Like, your boy was abusive. Like, I'm done.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I've been through it all. So I said, I'm not going to spend no more.
Maybe that'll be next week's topic. Nothing. Maybe that'll be next week's topic. Why do people stay in abusive relationships?
Wait, we got less than a minute.
You can't start that right now.
I'm not.
We talk about it next week. Yo, listen, thank y'all again for listening. Big Red.
All right,
Bad
peace out.
AKA The Agenda, AKA Nicole. And Brother B, and like I said, just love one another. You know, that's all I can say, because I'm out of words. Everybody have a good night. Till next time.
Good night. Good night.
Later.
Bye.
What time are you going? You level already?
Huh?